Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, moving with exceptional speed, House leaders began summoning lawmakers still stunned by the attack on the Capitol back to Washington as they set up an impeachment vote to charge Trump with incitement. Democrats are planning a vote today to call on Vice President Pence to wrest power from President Trump and a Wednesday impeachment vote if he does not. I guess that's the question, right? What will Mike Pence do?
Well, of course, David, we don't know what the real relationship between Donald Trump and Mike Pence are. We do know that Pence was picked by Trump to be his vice president, and there must have been some kind of insurance, emotional, intellectual, or political, that was in the hands of the president when he made that choice, because this is a guy who doesn't take those kinds of chances. Now, of course, he has turned on Pence, and Pence is in a position, we would think, to say, okay, well then, Mr. President, if you're going to do that to me, I'll do this to you. We know the two men aren't talking. We know that Trump directed his anger at Pence, and it was taken out by the looters and the terrible people who entered into the Capitol. So one would think that Pence could invoke the 25th Amendment, and that would get rid of Trump. One of the reasons that so many cabinet members are leaving is because the 25th Amendment calls for the cabinet to assemble and kick him out. They don't want to be the ones who do that. Can you imagine Elaine Chao, the wife of the majority leader of the United States Senate, doing that? I doubt it very much. So she quits. They're all quitting. Now we see Chad Wolf quitting in Homeland Security and going back to his old job so that he doesn't have to be there. The 25th Amendment looks very dubious to me. Nancy Pelosi has been quite strong. She says to Pence, either invoke it or we'll impeach him. I don't think Mike Pence wants to walk around as a Republican, still with so many Republicans in favor of Trump, and risk all by coming out against Trump. So he's not going to do it. It'll be an impeachment on Wednesday. They'll vote to impeach him. Then the question becomes, what happens to the Senate? Because the Senate doesn't come back until the 19th. That's the day before the inauguration. And I have grave doubts they're going to vote on that in that one day to convict Trump of that impeachment charge, and that's what it is, a charge voted by the House of Representatives. There's a big debate. Does the incoming president, Joe Biden, want an impeachment trial, a trial for conviction in the Senate, when he has so much business that has to get done to put the country back on its feet? And I happen to be sympathetic to that argument. I think you can let the former president, Trump, stew, and in the meantime, get the country's business done, get the COVID taken care of, get the economy back on its feet. Because I think those are terribly important things to get accomplished.
Could the president face criminal charges for inciting a riot here?
Absolutely. You could face them, whether or not you can convict them. You got 12 people sitting in a room, a jury, and one, all that has to happen is one believes, no, he didn't really say that. He wasn't inciting to a riot. He was just using his free speech. That's what the defense is going to be. But yes, he could. Now, we know that even more serious charges, and that's the way they almost always get them, is on tax charges. And we do know that in New York City and New York State, there are taxes. If you're avoiding federal taxes, then you're avoiding city taxes and state taxes. And we do know that Cy Vance has been assembling documentation on all of that. Was Trump truthful in his filings? And we do know that Vance has those materials now. So I would think that he could face charges on the question of inciting this riot, but more probably he would be in serious trouble in New York State.
Well, speaking of states, we're learning that state capitals now face threat of armed protests. This is coming from the FBI. Some have activated the National Guard. Others are erecting barriers and boarding up windows for security. As the Washington Post sort of puts it, this is the culmination of the Trump administration and what it's wrought.
Well, that's true. You know, if you look back on the history of Donald Trump, you see that he's corrupted whatever he touches, whether it's his businesses, whether it's his university, whether it's properties, whether it's his New Jersey gambling establishment. In each case, he's ruined it. So he may be president of the United States, but his history is not a good one.
Right. And Deutsche Bank now, did you see this, is cutting ties with Trump after the riots? They factor heavily in a number of investigations.
Well, that's right. We do know that Deutsche Bank, the person who they had who was dealing with Trump, is now gone. And that was a couple of weeks ago, I believe. So we saw this coming. And that was even before the riots. So it's a good reason to get out from under. But Deutsche Bank has a lot to answer because they have been helping Trump all along.
The other people that are answering are police officers. Not only several Capitol police officers suspended, more than a dozen under investigation over actions related to the rally and riots. The number of police officers from other communities around the country that were in the crowd, some showing their badges to officers protecting the Capitol, saying, let us through, we're protecting you.
Well, David, this is a very serious issue. And that issue is who gets attracted to work on police forces? Are they people who have certain rightist tendencies or not? I'm sure that there are great people on the police forces who are decent people. But when you get something like this, they are betraying their oath. They're betraying what they are supposed to be doing. They're breaking the law. They should go to prison. If you break the law, you should go to prison. And I can only imagine what Andrew Cuomo is doing sitting up in his office right now, knowing that there will be people who show up at the Capitol and who really have no good intentions, and some of whom have weapons, because that's what the FBI is saying. I have a feeling Andrew Cuomo is not taking any prisoners right now, and the preparations are going on if it shows up in New York. Now, there will be other places, but I'll tell you right now, I don't think Trump is doing himself any favor here because, you know, these governors and these state legislatures, they don't want any part of what they saw in Washington.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.